Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Giving Tuesday, every Tuesday here on News Radio WRVA. Our opportunity to give some airtime to folks who are making such a positive difference in our community. And I've invited a number of groups over the last 2 months on the air. Today, we're joined by Reverend Lynn Litchfield, who is with Grace Inside Prison Ministries. And Reverend Litchfield, I really am appreciative of you coming on. When I was telling some folks that you were one of the groups that I wanted to have on the air, there was an initial reaction like, well, do you think our audience is so adamant that people should serve their time? Maybe this won't be well received. And I said, let me tell you something. This conservative audience believes in redemption. And I feel like that's what you all offer. Tell me about your group.
Absolutely. So we are unique in the United States and unique to Virginia. We are the only nonprofit ministry that provides chaplaincy to Virginia's prisons. So we were founded in 1920 by seven Protestant denominations who gathered together and wanted church in the prisons to be the purview of the church and not the state. And so we've been for 100 years providing chaplaincy while people are in prison for the express purpose of redemption. 90% of our incarcerated folks get out of prison. So we're not advocating that folks necessarily get out of prison, but we are saying they are going to get out. And I would like people touched by redemption, touched by grace, touched by the value system of my Christian faith, or at least a faith-based system, before they get released and become our neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make sure that there's some sort of positive change before people return to regular society, and maybe they won't wind up back in that situation. Maybe they'll be, you know, contributing members of society. Tell me about the reaction you get, though, when you show up at one of the jails or prison facilities here in Virginia. I can imagine there's some skepticism, maybe even some hostility.
You know, actually, what I have found is exactly the opposite.
Is that right?
Most folks in prison, yes, they are absolutely receptive. Mm. I worked as a maximum security women's prison chaplain for 11 and a half years at Fluvanna Correctional Center for Women. And what they experience is that, hey, the chaplain is probably one of the few people on grounds that they feel like is there on their behalf to really help them, support them, be there for them. And if they see that you are a person of your word, the religious volunteers who come, we have over 8,000 religious volunteers that go in on a regular basis into our prison systems to try and help. And I have yet to feel or hear of any stories where our religious volunteers or our chaplains don't feel like they are impressed by the human spirit of the people inside and welcomed, because the inmates know you don't have to be there. It is a gift to go. And so they're so appreciative of anybody because they feel like they've done the worst thing. You know, nobody wants to introduce themselves as, hi, my name is Lynn. Here's the worst thing I've ever done.
Right.
So these folks, that's how they get introduced to us. Hey, this is the worst thing you've ever done. And we're a bunch of people saying, okay, yeah, all of us screw up. How can we make it better? What can we do to move you forward from this place that will be meaningful, that will help you become a contributing member of society, whether you ever get out of prison or not? And again, 90% do get out at some point. So they're going to be our neighbors. They're going to be the people that provide service industry for us. They're going to be people in our community. And I want them transformed.
Tell me about the folks that you work with on your staff and your team. Are these volunteers? Are these professional people who, you know, work full time with you all? How does that work?
So our chaplains, we employ 32 chaplains throughout the state of Virginia, and most of them are part-time, but we have about 10 to 12 that are full-time at any given point. They serve, some of them, more than one prison, and they go in usually about 30 hours a week, I would guess, 25 to 30 hours a week is our average. And they go in to minister, they preach, they teach, they oversee all the religious volunteers, and they counsel with folks. So these are professionally trained chaplains. They have their master's degrees. They are recognized by their particular denomination. They are ordained. They are endorsed, and they have clinical training as well. So these are highly trained, very skilled people who go in to minister in a very difficult mission field, which, as you say, I'm sure there are some hostile people, but I think by and large, those folks who interact self-select. They want to be with us. They want to be in the program.
And do you hear good stories from folks once they get out of prison that this was the lifeline for them or the thing that helped turn their life around?
Absolutely. All the time. I actually have interacted with three women who are ex-offenders from Fluvanna just this week. One of them owns her own business. Another one works for that one who owns that business. A third one actually wrote just to say, you have to know that when I couldn't believe in myself and when I couldn't still believe that I was worthy of love or worthy of God's love, the fact that you believed in me, that you brought God's love to me there, transformed not just my life, but the entire path. Who I am as a daughter, who I am as a sister, who I am as a friend, who I am as a mother. Most of our folks in prison are parents. And so there is a generational impact when we can impact these men and women. And in particular, women are often the primary caregivers both before and after prison. So when we have the chance to really educate, impact, transform a mom or a dad, that goes on for generations.
Well, I know a lot of folks in our audience would want to be supportive of great groups that we have an opportunity to profile. So what could someone in the WRVA listening audience do to assist you?
Well, a great way to visit those in prison without actually leaving the comfort of your own environment is to donate, to help support our chaplains. We are a nonprofit. We rely on the community to help us place our chaplains inside those prisons. So you can go to our website at www.graceinside.org, and you can find us on Facebook at Grace Inside, which is one word. And you can learn more about our organization and see if that's something that fits with your mission to be a hero in the world today. We also have folks that want to volunteer. So if you've wanted to volunteer, do a prison ministry, have a prison ministry, we are your people. We are your experts. We are the folks that can help you do that. I travel around the state of Virginia, and I go to churches and organizations and civics groups, and I speak about incarceration and mass incarceration and what we are doing to try and take our own bite out of crime this way. Yeah. And so folks can join us by volunteering, by praying for us, by thinking about us, by praying for those impacted by incarceration. One out of every 80 Virginians is under the supervision of the Department of Corrections right now.
Well, so I think it's a real opportunity, especially for those of us, and I acknowledge it. I'm one of the people who is fed up with crime and kind of a tough on crime person in public and in my private life as I interact with other people. But this is where you got to try to reach out and turn the tide for people who found themselves through their own actions and maybe some bad breaks in life in a really tough spot. And I appreciate the work you're
doing.
Right. Reverend,
numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Reverend
numbers
Lynn
don't lie.
Litchfield. She's the Director of Development at Grace Inside. And listen, if you want to find out more about Grace Inside, you can go to graceinside.org, and all the details are there. And, of course, these interviews are available on our website soon after we finish them. If you'd like to listen in and you know, if you miss something, you want to hear about it, we always have it on newsradiowrva.com. Reverend Litchfield, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and appreciate the
thanks
work
so
you
Thanks so much
did.
For having me.
Yes, ma'am.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.